Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get to a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. Landry Shamet with a career night. Klay Thompson did something almost unheard of tonight. Keep in mind the numbers 43 and 4, we'll explain later. But as we welcome in Shane Dennis this morning, we start with the coaching carousel in the National Football League. Boy, you better keep your finger on the pulse of this because it's happening pretty quickly.
Yep. 34 days after becoming USC's offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury was named the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not sure which was the bigger splash, and there were others too. I'm not sure what the bigger splash was. Kingsbury, with no NFL experience going to Arizona, or Bruce Arians, who was somewhat comfortable in the broadcast booth after a one-year hiatus, goes to Tampa Bay. It basically is a coach with no NFL experience gets a job, a retread gets a job, and no offense to Bruce Arians, but by definition, he is one. And then you've got the Green Bay Packers kind of looking for the next Sean McVay, doing the doing the kind of hot takey thing by hiring Matt LaFleur, who was a coordinator for the Titans this past season.
Although Matt LaFleur is a hell of a lot further developed than Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, that's my point. I think the Cardinals really panicked on this one and looking for the next big thing, a guy that is young. He's not yet 40, Cliff Kingsbury. He, frankly, looks kind of like Sean McVay. You know, I think McVay is in that mold of you got to be young, pretty good looking, pretty hip, really smart, think outside the box, and run a college-y style of offense, not afraid to do whatever. My issue is not that Kingsbury is a first-time head coach, but he hasn't even been a coordinator or a quarterback's coach in the NFL. He was 35 and 40 at Texas Tech. They never finished higher than a tie for fifth in the Big 12. The Big 12 record was never better than 4-5. Think about that. They couldn't even finish 500 in the Big 12. So if you're into that, then his arrow is pointing down. If you're looking forward to him turning Josh Rosen into one of the next big things as a quarterback, then I suppose that's fair because that's all he's done is churn out successful quarterbacks and high-powered offenses. But, again, not at the NFL level. I think this is a panicky hire by the Arizona Cardinals. I'd much rather have a guy like the Packers do in Matt LaFleur, who's at least done something at the NFL level, and even McVay did something at the NFL level. He was a coordinator for the Redskins for a little bit. So you have that question, which I'll ask you about. And the other question is the optics of if you wanted an NFL job that bad, why didn't you wait around a little bit? You were barely at USC for a month, and you jumped ship. So there's two things here. Is it a decent hire, and was that the correct way to go about it in leaving USC, or is it just, screw it, no big deal?
Cliff Kingsbury is the beneficiary of the Sean McVay effect that's currently in vogue in the National Football League. You've got young coaches popping up, which is great. I mean, you know, you've got Kyle Shanahan out in San Francisco. You got Matt LaFleur now in Green Bay. So you're seeing this. This is the new trend in the National Football League. But without Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator at USC. Not a bad gig to have. More losses than wins at Texas Tech. You pointed that out. But he has been credited with good development of quarterbacks, which include Case Keenum at Houston, Johnny Manziel at A&M, Davis Webb, before he transferred to California at Texas Tech. The big one is Patrick Mahomes, even though he gets some credit for 1 year with Baker Mayfield before he transferred to Oklahoma. But Mahomes is the big one. So it's the Sean McVay and the Patrick Mahomes effect is great for Cliff Kingsbury. And going to Phoenix, he doesn't even have to take the sunglasses off. Nope. So that's even better for the guy. So he can style and profile on the sideline. Look, I was in the league the entire time that Cliff Kingsbury was there, half the time as a player, and certainly as a coach and at Texas Tech. And it's an underwhelming pick to me. But he's a noted quarterback whisperer. He's not good in the game. He doesn't make great game decisions. He was, what, 8-5 in his first year, and then I don't think ever was 500 from that point. He might have had one 6-6 season, but he was 8-5 his first year.
At 35 and 40, he clearly hovered around 500 his entire time.
Yeah, that's what his MO was. Yeah. He was 3 games above 500 his first year. Now, look, that doesn't always necessarily translate. We'll see. We're going to know fast enough.
Well, I think we already do, because when he was first of all, he was fired from at Texas Tech. I mean, that's no
right.
It's not no big deal. He couldn't cut it at Texas Tech. They got tired of not winning enough at Texas Tech. I think that's where we probably ought to start. The other thing is, after he was let go, his only two opportunities, as far as we know, is to be the offensive coordinator at the University of Houston and to be the offensive coordinator at USC, who, by the way, was 5-7 last year. Other head coaching jobs apparently were offered or available to him. And, you know, the fact that he got offers or looks from reportedly the Jets and the Arizona Cardinals, it's not necessarily head-scratching. I can understand that the NFL teams wanting to kick the tires on this guy and see what he says.
Sure.
But the fact that he got a job from the Cardinals, and the only other job offer that he got was the OC at the University of Houston, makes me wonder what Arizona's thinking. Now, hey, if they're way ahead of the curve and he turns out to be the next Sean McVay, I'll be more than happy to admit that I was wrong. But there's a difference between taking a shot at an up-and-comer and hiring Cliff Kingsbury, to me. There are plenty of other safer, to hire a guy like Matt LaFleur. Young guy, coordinator, 39 years old, was with the Titans for one season, was with the Rams as an offensive coordinator in 2017. At least he's got a few NFL skins on the wall.
He does.
Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have any. Doesn't have any, except for the ties with the quarterbacks you just mentioned.
Played parts of 3 years in the National Football League, but his hire is for one thing and one thing only. Well, maybe two, but one's an extension of the other, is to bring along a quarterback, young quarterback in Rosen, and to maximize some offensive creativity, which he's capable of doing. I don't think there's any question about that. How he develops Josh Rosen at this level remains to be seen. He's developed other quarterbacks at the college level. Developing a quarterback at the NFL level is a different thing because you see so many different there are so many different challenges in the way that you quarterback the game. So that remains to be seen. We'll see. But that's it. It's a reach. And to me, it seems pretty typical of the Arizona Cardinals and kind of where they are right now.
They
had a pretty damn good coach in Bruce Arians.
Well, that brings me to him now. He was reported to only be interested in the Browns job if he were to come out of the booth and coach again. Well, as it turns out, he's kind of boys with the GM down in Tampa. They had some overlap when he was Jason Licht, when he was with the Cardinals as director of player personnel. So Bruce Arians has been reportedly hired by the Buccaneers. You talk about Cliff Kingsbury being a quarterback whisperer. Bruce Arians has written a book about it. So apparently he knows a little bit about quarterback play, and he has been saddled with Jameis Winston?
You could, or given an opportunity, look at it from this standpoint. Bruce Arians comes into Tampa Bay, which has been a train wreck for the last 2 years under Dirk Cutter, which is another part of the story, as he goes to OC in Atlanta.
The, definition of a retread, because he was the OC at Atlanta a few years ago. Now he's back
right.
there again.
Yes, yes. Anyway. Yes, he was. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But Bruce Arians, he's in a perfect situation. He comes into Tampa what are the expectations with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now?
Can't be much.
You've got, right, not much. You've got Jameis Winston kind of at his wit's end. I think all of us would agree, a talented but an underachieving talent. But he has the capabilities and he's got some weapons. You've got some guys around him. And so if Arians can come in a low-pressure situation in Tampa, and believe me, it's low pressure, it's a perfect opportunity for him to resurrect his own coaching career and the quarterbacking career of a still very young Jameis Winston. I think it's probably the best fit for a head coach and team in need that there is so far in the offseason. I like this move a lot to Tampa Bay. I think Tampa can be at least intriguing.
And
at least intriguing.
It should be pointed out probably that Bruce Arians the only reason he didn't coach last year is because he didn't want to.
He's doing it of his own accord.
Yeah. Twice AP right. NFL Coach of the Year. Kind of came into prominence in 2012 when he took over for Chuck Pagano, led the Colts to a 9-3 record in the playoff berth. However, Tampa hadn't made the playoffs since 2007 under John Gruden, and over the last five seasons, the Buccaneers have the fourth worst winning percentage in the NFL.
Yeah.
They're down there with the Browns, 49ers, and Jags, and the Jets are only mildly better than they have been over the last 10 years, 11, or mm-hmm. I'm sorry, five seasons. They have announced that Jameis Winston is their starting quarterback. He's worth $21 million. But since 2015, when he entered the league, I think we've kind of been over these numbers before, but I think they bear repeating. This is a number one overall pick. 88 touchdowns, 58 picks.
Yeah.
That ratio is 33rd. Turnovers, 76. These are among 43 qualified quarterbacks since 2015. That's tied for worst. Turnovers, which is maybe the biggest stat in the NFL.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yards per attempt, he's 14th among those 43. And completion percentage. Talk about accuracy this week. 61.6. It's 32nd of those 43 qualified quarterbacks.
Good.
Now, the Buccaneers also have the fifth overall pick in 2019. But a lot of their money is tied up in offensive players. Winston, Mike Evans, two offensive linemen, more than $10 million a year. DeSean Jackson, for crying out loud, $10 million against the cap. So the Buccaneers, almost $100 million is wrapped up in offense for a team that is one of the worst in the NFL in the last 5 years.
But you got to fix the quarterback.
Well,
you got a $21 million guy back there who's playing like an $8 million a year guy. And you got to fix that, and that's what Bruce Arians is there to do. That's intriguing.
I was okay with it. If I were a Buccaneer fan, I'd like it.
It's pretty intriguing to me. Yeah, it really is. I think that because if you're not ready to throw out Jameis Winston with the bathwater,
might as well hire somebody to get to him.
You're damn right.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I think that this is a, Bruce Arians will coach, but this is a great place to be if you're Jameis Winston in the current situation. Mm-hmm. He's at that intersection of do it or don't right now. But he's got a good guy to have right there helping him. Because Jameis Winston, he's confounding, man. I had him 2 years ago And he threw a couple of interceptions that were mind-numbing, but he threw a couple of deep balls that just you celebrated. Yeah. I mean, it was all in the same game. And it was like, God, this guy. And you forget how big he is. When you walk by
human.
Him, he's
yep.
a big dude, man. Big, strong dude. He's got every single thing that you want from a quarterback.
Yep.
Arm strength, size, mobility. Guys love playing for him. But it hasn't translated for him so far.
Gives it away too easily.
Yeah. Yeah,
what
sure
do you
does.
Think of the Matt LaFleur hire for the Packers? He's 39, and that's only 4 years older than his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And let's be honest, the next Packers head coach, whoever it was, will be hired to get along with Aaron Rodgers because Mike
McCarthy
famously
didn't. Well, and they gave him a four-year deal. Gave him a four-year deal for a lot of money. Got his break and 2010 with Mike Shanahan in Washington, where he was named quarterback's coach. I think he was only like 31, 32 years old at that point, but he's been a guy that's been pretty highly regarded. Despite Tennessee's issues offensively, he's a guy that's been pretty well respected.
Yeah, he had to deal. Just a matter of, he had to deal with Blaine Gabbert about half the time and Mariota being hurt the other half. You know, Aaron Rodgers needs to be fixed kind of too, relatively speaking. Not in the way that Jameis Winston needs to be, but of his personal career ranking, 2018 was one of the worst for Aaron Rodgers.
He needs to be reestablished, probably reestablished. I just can't imagine him. I mean, he's got everything still that he needs. He just has got to get back into a good place.
Rodgers doesn't throw it to the other guy like Winston does.
No.
But
no.
When you talk about QBR, completion percentage, how often he was off target, frankly, and his touchdown percentage were all way down there. He only threw two interceptions, so I don't want to make it sound like he had a Sam Darnold, Case Keenum type of year. He didn't. But for him, for a guy that's usually uber accurate, he was off last year, and he was also banged up last year more than he's been in a while. So, yeah, he needs to hit the reset button and get back.
But
to
the
being.
Packers are a weird study, Shane, because on one hand, they get rid of his quarterback coach without talking to him.
Right.
They get rid of
Jordy.
His go-to guy and Jordy Nelson, really without talking to him. Then they end up getting rid of a coach and keeping him, even though they had made moves that would do nothing short of pissing off your star quarterback. So now you end up keeping Aaron Rodgers. You're getting rid of Mike McCarthy because supposedly the two of them couldn't get along and their relationship had deteriorated. But it had deteriorated to a large degree because they had shipped off his quarterback coach and one of his favorite receivers without even talking to him, essentially, about it. To me, the Packers are kind of like, what are you doing? How are you handling? How are you managing this mess?
How many quarterbacks are out there that you would run this by or these kinds of things by?
I know that Aaron Rodgers would be one of them. And the irony is that on this choice, based on everything I've read, he was talked to and was conferred. He had a discussion with about LaFleur, and apparently had okayed the hire of LaFleur. It's weird. It's just weird to me. The Packers are. And I've always kind of liked the Packers, and I certainly like Aaron Rodgers, but I don't understand the way that they're doing business right now. It doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Well, over the last two or three years, it seemed to me like they have simply relied on Aaron Rodgers to go make plays for him and win games
for
him. I mean, as solely dependent on one quarterback as you could possibly be in the NFL, which is extremely difficult, obviously. But we shall see if that works out in Green Bay. And to close the book on Kingsbury, he is the most recent coach to go directly from college since Bill O'Brien from Penn State to the Texans.
And that's worked out okay, hasn't it?
Well, and the remaining list is a little bit checkered. You got O'Brien, which I think you would say is a success, generally speaking.
But he was an NFL guy before he went to Penn State. So, I mean, he's got some NFL experience. Anyway, continue.
Chip Kelly from Oregon to the Eagles. Doug Marrone from Syracuse to the Bills.
Yeah.
Greg Schiano, Rutgers to the Buccaneers. He, by the way, is reportedly leaving Ohio State, wants to go back to the NFL. Jim Harbaugh, Stanford to the 49ers. Pete Carroll, pretty famously left the USC program just in the nick of time, but has had a lot of success in Seattle, so he's probably the benchmark here. Bobby Petrino went from Louisville to the Falcons and back in about 5 minutes.
No kidding.
Nick Saban, LSU to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Boy, that was star-crossed, man.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Erickson did it, went from Oregon State to the 49ers, and then infamously Steve Spurrier from Florida to the Redskins and Butch Davis from Miami to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
So mostly it hasn't worked for those that come directly from college and go to the NFL, and Arizona is crossing their fingers hoping that Cliff Kingsbury can help turn Josh Rosen and that offense around, because that success is undeniable. Case Keenum led the FBS in passing yards when he was the OC at Houston.
Sure.
Johnny Manziel led the FBS in total QBR and won the Heisman at A&M when Kingsbury was there. And then, of course, Patrick Mahomes. And you're right on target. This is a Sean McVay, Patrick Mahomes effect. Cliff Kingsbury to Arizona.
Yeah, that pretty good timing. Pretty good timing. All right, we'll continue here in just a moment as we continue a very busy day. Brian Haney coming up in about 40 minutes talking KU as we get to the University of Kansas. Coming up in just a minute, let's turn our page to On the Field in the NFL. Rams, Cowboys getting ready to play. We'll preview it coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.